Hi. Good morning. Actually, it's already noon, but whatever. I know that it's so weird that I'm leaving you a voicemail instead of just asking to meet up, but if I call you right now to meet up to explain and say what I want to say, I feel like I'll just melt into you once again. I'll take one look at you and decide differently. I'll look into those beautiful eyes and that charming smile, and I'll just be lost all over again. I hear you laugh, and suddenly I want to stay there with you. I'll eat up my own words and take everything back. I wouldn't want to leave. So I'll just give you this stupid voicemail to listen to, and that way, I won't have to look at you in your eyes or hear your voice, and I'll be able to say what I want to And there is no easy way to say this. I can't ease this to you as gentle as I would like to, so I'll just say it. I'm sure you already noticed how distant I've gotten and how sparingly I reply back to your texts. And even when I do reply, I don't do it with the same enthusiasm as I had before. Whenever you'd ask to hang out or just chill at a coffee shop, maybe have a few drinks here and there, I would always say that I'm busy. I would avoid your questions and I would lie right through my teeth. I'll make up some kind of excuse to explain why I've been so busy even when I'm not. Fuck, why is this so difficult to do? I really don't want to do this. It hurts me to do this. But I know that I have to. I have to do this. Trust me, I didn't want it to come to this. I wanted to keep talking to you. I wanted to spend more time with you to learn more about you. You just You have this warmth to you that made it so easy for me to just talk to you. You made it so easy, so effortless. It made me want to stay with you no matter what. I never wanted to be separated from it. But if I keep doing that and ignoring the feelings that I keep holding back, it's just gonna hurt more. And you're probably so lost right now, aren't you? You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? I wouldn't hold it against you. All of these just kind of came out of the blue, much like how you came in my life. The truth is, I have feelings for you. And I know that sounds so stupid right now. I always went on and on about how feelings were gross and disgusting, and yet here I am, confessing to you over a stupid voicemail. But I know I also said that having feelings is okay, I shouldn't be ashamed of them. It's natural, it's how the world turns. So here I am. Hoping that you'd somehow listen. No, no, I need you to listen. There's seriously no reason for me to be so freaking nervous right now. But I think I feel this way because I know you don't feel the same towards me. Out of all the people, I should have known that. Oh, for fuck's sake. I became your therapist. Don't get me wrong, I want you to rant and vent to me as much as you want. It gave me some kind of reassurance that you trust me enough to open up about your deepest fears and your thoughts. But then you mentioned her, and you never stopped. I should have seen it coming on, because honestly, I should have known that you weren't completely over her, and for some reason, I kept hoping that you were. Maybe it was to ease my mind, you know, to somehow tell myself that maybe, just maybe, I have a chance with you. But unfortunately, that's not the case. You know, I'd do anything just for things to go back to the way that they were. When we would shamelessly flirt back and forth with each other, when we would message each other without worrying when the next text would come, when we would spend time with each other's company without frantically coming up with some conversation topics, just we don't have to worry about feelings getting involved because there's nothing between us. We're just friends. Friends don't have feelings for each other, not feelings like that anyway. But I blame myself, you know? Because I'm the dumbass who fell for you when we were just playing around. Why did my feelings have to get in the way? It's so stupid. Like, every day I wake up and I wonder why. Like, out of all the people in the world, why did it have to be you? Why did I have to have feelings for someone who clearly is not ready for someone else new? And it sucks. It sucks pretending that I'm alright whenever you mention her name. It sucks pretending that it doesn't hurt me when all you think and talk about is her. It hurts when you say how much you were happier then and how you're struggling to be happy now. It hurts to see that while I'm here loving you, you're still loving her. But it doesn't seem right, you know? Like, it doesn't feel right complaining. Like, I don't have the right to feel this way. I should let you feel what you want to feel. I shouldn't be invalidating your feelings. But then you'd call me or you'd text me. You'd ask to hang out, and suddenly I forgot all about that pain. You would ask how my day went and crack some, you know, dry joke, and I would fall for you all over again. The image of that sad, broken person who would come to me crying because of those bittersweet memories, it's erased. Suddenly you're that cheerful and happy person that I first met. You're smiling from ear to ear, telling me about your day, and I want to do the same. I would love to tell you that my day went well, that I'm alright, that I didn't feel sad at all. But I'm a bad liar. And you would see right through me. You have no idea how many times I wanted to break my silence and tell you everything. I wanted to tell you multiple times what I really feel. I wanted to tell you that I'm not alright. I do feel sad, but if I say that, then I would have to tell you why. And that wouldn't be fair to you. Because the reason I feel sad most days is, gee, well, yeah, I'm sad because of you. But I can't tell you that, can I? It would only make you sad, and I don't want that. You didn't do anything wrong, I was just naive. I imagined myself as your savior, you know, the one who would save you from all your misery and your sadness. The one who would take away all your pain and those bittersweet memories. The one who would eventually help you get over her. But the world doesn't work like that. You're still hung up on her, and no matter how much you try to convince yourself that you're not, you still are. And I hate it. I hate that I want you. I hate that the first thing I do in the morning is check my phone to see if you messaged me. I hate that I look into my phone at various times of the day to see if you messaged me, if you even thought of me, and how disappointed I'd feel when those didn't happen. I hate how my happiness depended on you. I hate that when I'm feeling frustrated, a simple message from you would make my day. That whenever I hear your voice, suddenly I feel like I can conquer the world. I hate that 3 a.m. comes along and all I think about is you, while you're thinking about her. I hate the fact that I cried for you. I cried because of you. But I'm not going to do that to myself. No, no, mm-mm, not anymore. So, right now, I choose to go away. Right now, I choose myself. I'm gonna cut off all my connections with you because I know that if I stay, my feelings would just get stronger. I wouldn't be able to move on, so I'm going to try to stop them now. But I don't want to go away. I really don't. But I know I have to. Don't worry though, this is not the end. At least that's what I'm hoping for anyway. Maybe one day we'll meet again when you're not so broken and I'm not so jealous. Maybe one day we'll be right for each other and it won't be so hard for you to love me. I really hope that one day we'll reconnect because no one has ever caught my heart quite the same way. Maybe we'll find each other again and everything will just fall into place. But that day isn't today. Today you are too broken and I am far too jealous. Today we don't quite work. And as much as I care for you, I can't keep pretending that we do. I've built up such a fantasy of you when I am mad. And even when I know that reality has a different path for us, I tried to think positive, you know? Maybe everything will turn out okay. Maybe if by some miracle you'll finally look at me in the same way that I do with you. But I can't keep pretending that everything is all right when it's clearly not. I would love to be there for you whenever you're having those thoughts, to hear your frustrations and your rants. I'd love to comfort you and offer you a shoulder to lean on. I'll sit there with you, reassure you, say a few words that will hopefully make the pain go away. I want you to be okay again. I want you to feel better again, to feel ready to let someone else be a part of your life without worrying about those that left you behind. I'd wish that it was me hurting instead. Only to realize that I am hurting. I'm hurting because while you're there wanting her, I wanted you. No, I want you. But I can't. How can I be so selfish and insert myself into your life when you're hurting like this? How can I tell you how I feel when you're feeling this way for someone else? It's too selfish of me to do that. I can't do that to you. I can't force you to move on that fast either. Instead, I just sit there with you and I keep you company while you lay out everything on me. It hurts. It hurts every time you recall a time when you were truly happy. It hurts every time you tell me that you're not happy right now. It makes me wonder if you were happy in those times that we spent together. Like, what was it all a lie? Were you smiling and laughing just for the sake of it? It makes me wonder if you were genuinely enjoying my company too. I wonder if you even wanted my company or if you only spent time with me because I was available at all times. You have no idea how many times I wish that I would just stop thinking about you. And maybe it is my fault for getting attached so quickly. But I thought about it, you know. I asked myself, should I just wait? Because maybe if I wait long enough, maybe then you'll learn to eventually forget about her. Maybe if I stay longer, maybe then you'd see. Maybe you'll realize that I'm here, that I have always been here by your side. I was ready to risk it all. I figured that all that waiting would be worth it, especially if the person I was waiting for was you. And then hours turned into days, days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. And I got tired. It was the same old thing every single time, you know, we're stuck in the same routine. When I ask why you're sad, it's always because of her. I became the person you were relying on when it's 3 a.m. and you're broken, and obviously, there's nothing wrong with that. As I said, I'd love to be the person you rely on. But I'm not going to let myself wait for you for years. I refuse to be that person. I refuse to associate my happiness with someone else. Such a cruel fate, what we have, don't you think? You're heartbroken. And I'm the one who fell for the person who's heartbroken. But I can't take it anymore. I can't keep pretending that I don't feel hurt whenever you mention her. I have my limits too, so I'll stare at you from a distance because I know I can't have you. And I hope that one day, when I look into your eyes, I'll see love, but not for someone else, but love for me. One day I hope that when you smile, it's because of me. That as you go about your day and suddenly you flash that charming smile, it's because you thought of me. But those things feel far too far-fetched right now. They all seem like dreams, things that won't happen when my eyes are open. I'm sick of always being the backup plan. Second choice. The one you run to when there's no one else to run to. I'm sick of always being the one to take care of others. I'm not doing this to be mean, so please, please don't think that I'm doing it. Just this once, I want to take care of myself too. I've spent all this time taking care of others that I forgot to take care of myself. I've pushed my self-worth down as far as it could go because I believed a miracle would happen between the two of us, and I refused to push it down any further. I'm gonna miss you. I'm really, really gonna miss you. I will miss your stories and how you would go into detail just so I could understand, even if that meant repeating it over and over again. I'll miss your smile, the way your shoulder would just casually bump into mine when we're walking side by side. I'll miss the way your eyes would light up when you talk about the things that you love. I'll miss your voice. I'll miss your laugh when you make those dumb, stupid jokes. Your humor, how fucking dry you are. And yet, despite how stupid they are and how stupid you are, I still love them. Still love you. Fuck. I said it. Oh god, I fucking said it. Fuck. I promised myself that I would never say those words right there. But I won't take it back, I refuse. As much as I would love to say that I don't love you, I do love you. I love you so much that it's frustrating because I know that you don't. I spent late nights thinking about you, and every night, oh, when I eventually fall asleep, I dream of you. My dreams were infiltrated with the thoughts of you. I would wish that they never end, but I think it's finally time to wake up. You know, I need to accept that I don't have a chance with you. I don't want to lose you, but if that means saving myself from all the pain that I'm about to experience later on, then I'd rather lose you than lose myself. So, This time, I'm saying goodbye. This time, I'm letting go. It's so silly to say that because I don't think I ever had you. I treasure those moments we had together. I will carry them in my heart until I am strong enough to let go of those memories too. But I think it's time. I'm saying goodbye. But maybe one day I won't have to.